Hi everyone. So, Divine Light Ignite Part 8. Today we are going to spend some time with the solar plexus chakra. Solar plexus is a very important center in the human body. It's a large muscle that lies between the digestive system and the lungs, and it drives the breathing, as you've heard me say before. So, a very important muscle, if you've ever being struck there and being winded, you'd realize when that muscle goes into a spasm, you're in trouble. A very important, very necessary part of keeping us alive. And energetically, just as important, the solar plexus chakra is the seat of the separate self. Now, the separate self has also been called other things like ego, persona, various things like that, and is so deeply and profoundly misunderstood. It somewhat horrifies me to hear spiritual teachers often saying things like, we need to destroy the ego, we need to defeat the ego. The ego is the enemy. And I kind of understand where this all arises. It's an inauthentic, inappropriate hurt ego that is problematic. You know, if you are identifying completely with your creation, with this personality, and you don't know that this personality is divinely connected, divinely guided, then the personality gets out of balance and it starts competing with its neighbors and it starts, well, all of these problems of the ego arise. But the solution is not to destroy the ego. And the divine self, anyway, would not destroy the ego. The divine self has chosen to create the ego as a means with as a means by which to experience this world, this life. The only way you walk around on planet Earth is where you, if you have a physical body to inhabit and an ego persona to work through, or a doggy body, whichever the case might be. So she knows I'm speaking great wisdom. She knows. So what we're going to do today is we're going to connect the solar plexus chakra to the system that we're working on, the base and the sacral. So you need to close your eyes so that you don't get overwhelmed with the cuteness of the Maya. So close your eyes, please. And once again, straighten your spine. Once again, begin to arrive in your body with love, with compassion, with kindness for your body. This perfect vehicle for your current incarnation. Perfect exactly as it is. Begin to arrive in your body and begin to feel. And now, as you feel with your body, so you can also begin to feel for your base chakra. You can do that pranic breathing if you like. That's a good thing for you to do. But at this point, it might not be necessary anymore. At this point, you might be able to simply arrive with your base chakra and begin to allow it to open. Once again, you might wish to visualize a rosebud opening and becoming fully a flower in full bloom, opening downwards like that. And as your base chakra opens, so you can send that taproot down into the earth. If you have an affirmation for your base chakra that you like, it's good to use that to open the base chakra. I am, I exist. I'm safe. Life is safe. I am life. I live. These sorts of things. And then begin to feel your sacral chakra. Hopefully, with the work that you've done on your sacral chakra, you'll find it able to open fairly easily. I love and accept my body. I love and accept life. I love and accept the processes of life. I trust life. Life is a mirror. It perfectly reflects the divine within me, back at me. Open your sacral chakra. Now, the sacral chakra is like a generator room. When you are engaged appropriately in life, when you are eating as you should, sleeping as you should, if you have a healthy relationship with your own sexuality and you're healthily expressing that, and all of these things generate energy. Those who engage in tantric sexuality, which is sacred sexuality, experience something truly sublime when they engage in those sacred sexual practices. They experience something transcendent, and it's through the sacral chakra that energy is communicated between the lovers and the divine. And so to allow your sacral chakra to be open, to allow it to be this generator room of energy, and that energy moves down into your base chakra via the tube, this energetic pathway. Energy moves down into the base chakra, feeds the base chakra, energizes the base chakra. Life force moves up from Goddess Gaia, from Mother Earth, into the base chakra and up into the sacral chakra. See, it's an energetic system, it's energetic communication. And now also to become aware of the solar plexus chakra. It opens front and back. It's the seat of the separate self, the ego, the persona. The self that does not know it is immortal. It does not know that it is divine connected. All of this got forgotten. Perhaps, hopefully, it's remembering this to be true. But allow your solar plexus chakra to open and also to connect with this pathway from the base to the sacral to the solar plexus. These three are now beginning to connect, and your solar plexus chakra is getting energy from the sacral, energy radiating upwards. And with these three chakras open and connected, this is all that is required for simple human existence, to be very functional, very happy, very successful. But for it to begin to be transcendent, for the miraculous and the divine to begin to touch your life, you need to connect your heart down also to your sacral chakra. So let's do that now too. Find your sacred innermost heart, the place where divine love comes from. Open yourself to receive. Allow that love to flow into your heart chakra. As it fills and overflows your heart chakra, it flows down into your solar plexus chakra. In this moment, energetically, you are saying, the divine self loves unconditionally and brings nurturing and healing and guidance and energy and everything that is needed for life, brings that in to the separate self, this person, this ego personality right here. And the corollary that the separate self, the ego personality, simply receives simply receives, accepts. Hold the position of the solar plexus chakra. Be there and say, thank you. I accept. I am loved. I am unconditionally loved. I am loved exactly as I am. I am loved exactly who I am. I'm loved not despite the journey I've been on, but also because of the journey I've been on. I'm loved, and I accept that love. And allow yourself also to hold the position of the divine inner heart, loving separate self, loving this separate self the way a parent would love a child if parental love was absolutely perfect. Unconditionally. And more than just unconditional love, can you imagine the complexity of the artwork that is you? The magnificence of this construction that is you, perfect for this purpose. Divine Self adores, reveres this creation, which it is experiencing itself in, through, and as. So allow that love to flow. And that is what I'd like to ask you to do for the next 10, 15 minutes, is to allow that interchange of love to be the separate self and to receive love, to be the divine self and to give love. Back and forth, back and forth. And if something arises, if there's a hurt that arises and says, but this is unlovable, hold that in the light, let that be loved. And when you have been loving backwards and forwards and you lose sense of who's giving and who's receiving and am I this side or am I that side, when you simply are love, then your meditation is done. And I will see you tomorrow.